Bitcoin's key metric flashes a warning sign. A summary: the cryptocurrency market is once again facing a moment of intense scrutiny as a classic Bitcoin indicator. The Mayer multiple has plunged to levels not seen since the depths of the 2022 bear market.
This development has reignited a crucial debate among analysts and investors. Where is Bitcoin's true price bottom, and could it be as low as $50,000 or even lower?
The Mayer multiple, a long-standing tool for gauging Bitcoin's valuation relative to its long-term trend, now sits at 0.65, a reading that echoes the extreme bearish conditions of late 2022.
This metric, which divides Bitcoin's current price by its 200-day moving average, has historically signaled significant undervaluation when it falls below 1.
The recent drop to 0.65 has raised alarms, prompting questions about whether this is a final capitulation before a reversal or a sign of further pain ahead.
Understanding the Mayer multiple, developed by Trace Mayer, is a straightforward yet powerful indicator that measures Bitcoin's price relative to its 200-day moving average.
This moving average smooths out short-term price fluctuations, providing a clearer view of Bitcoin's long-term trend.
When the Mayer multiple is above 1, it suggests Bitcoin is trading above its 200-day average, potentially indicating overvaluation.
Conversely, a reading below 1 signals that Bitcoin is trading below its 200-day average, a sign of bearish sentiment.
Historically, Mayer multiple readings below 1 have often preceded or coincided with significant market corrections.
The current reading of 0.65 is particularly alarming.
At this level, Bitcoin's price is trading 35% below its 200-day moving average, a stark deviation from its long-term trend.
This level mirrors the extreme bear market conditions of late 2022, a period marked by the collapse of major industry players, a steep decline in investor confidence, and a dramatic drop in Bitcoin's price.
During that period, Bitcoin's price fell from a high of around $68,000 in November 2021 to a low of approximately $15,500 in early 2023.
The Mayer multiple's plunge to 0.65 today suggests that the market may be in a similar phase of deep undervaluation.
What does a Mayer multiple of 0.65 mean? A Mayer multiple of 0.65 is a clear indicator of significant bearish pressure and widespread fear in the market.
While the Mayer multiple is not a precise timing tool, it serves as a valuable barometer for assessing Bitcoin's relative valuation.
A reading this low suggests that Bitcoin is trading far below its historical average, which could signal either a temporary correction or the start of a prolonged bear market.
The comparison to the 2022 bear market is particularly chilling.
During that period, Bitcoin's price bottomed around $15,500, but the Mayer multiple's reading of 0.65 today implies that the market may be even more oversold.
However, it is crucial to note that historical patterns are not always predictive.
The 2022 bear market was characterized by a combination of macroeconomic factors, including rising interest rates, inflationary pressures, and a broader sell-off in risk assets.
These conditions are not necessarily replicating today, but the Mayer multiple's current reading does raise concerns about a potential for further downside.
Analysts are divided on whether this reading signals the end of the bear market or the beginning of a deeper decline.
Some argue that the Mayer multiple's drop to 0.65 could indicate a final capitulation event, a point where large institutional investors and long-term holders sell their positions, leading to a final price bottom.
Others warn that the market may still have room to fall before a sustainable recovery begins.
This uncertainty underscores the importance of considering multiple factors beyond the mere multiple when evaluating Bitcoin's future trajectory.
The $50,000 debate and potential scenarios the current discussion centers on whether $50,000 represents a strong support level or merely a pause on the way down.
Proponents of the $50,000 floor argue that institutional buying, the upcoming Bitcoin halving cycle, and broader macroeconomic factors create a fundamentally stronger base than in previous cycles.
The halving, which occurs approximately every 4 years, reduces the rate at which new Bitcoin is mined, potentially increasing scarcity and driving up demand.
Institutional investors, including hedge funds and asset managers, have also shown growing interest in Bitcoin, with many allocating a portion of their portfolios to the asset.
Additionally, macroeconomic factors such as inflation, central bank policies, and geopolitical tensions could influence Bitcoin's price in the coming months.
However, the Mayer multiple's reading of 0.65 suggests caution.
If historical patterns hold, a multiple this low could imply further downside is possible before a sustainable recovery begins.
Some models, accounting for post-halving volatility and macroeconomic headwinds, even suggest scenarios where Bitcoin could test levels significantly below $50,000.
For example, if the market continues to trade below its 200-day moving average, Bitcoin could face additional pressure from institutional selling, margin calls, and a lack of buyer interest.
The debate over $50,000 as a support level also hinges on the broader context of the cryptocurrency market.
While Bitcoin has historically been the dominant asset, the rise of other cryptocurrencies and the development of decentralized finance, DeFi platforms have created a more competitive landscape.
If Bitcoin fails to establish a strong support level at $50,000, it could lose its position as the leading asset in the crypto market, further exacerbating its decline.
Navigating the uncertainty, key factors for investors the current environment requires a balanced approach.
The Mayer multiple is a valuable data point, but it should not be used in isolation.
Key factors to watch include on-chain activity, macroeconomic conditions, and market sentiment.
1. On-chain activity. On-chain data, such as transaction volume, wallet activity, and the behavior of long-term holders, can provide insights into the health of the Bitcoin network.
For example, if long-term holders, often referred to as hodlers, are accumulating Bitcoin, it could signal confidence in the asset's long-term value.
Conversely, if large amounts of Bitcoin are being moved to smaller wallets or sold, it may indicate pessimism among investors.
2. Macro conditions. Macroeconomic factors, including interest rates, inflation, and global liquidity, play a critical role in shaping investor behavior.
Rising interest rates, for instance, can make Bitcoin less attractive compared to traditional assets like bonds or equities. SBE3 AKER2. Conversely, a weakening U.S. dollar or a global economic slowdown could drive investors toward Bitcoin as a hedge against inflation. 3. Market sentiment. Market sentiment, driven by news, regulatory developments, and broader crypto trends, can shift rapidly and influence short-term price movements.
Staying informed and maintaining a diversified portfolio will be key as the market navigates this uncertain terrain.